Fast food workers in Milwaukee and other cities are demanding higher wages. They say they can't support themselves with the pay they earn. As WUWM reports, restaurant owners say they can't afford the hike. The issue will surface again Monday in Milwaukee. Organizers in a number of cities are pushing for fast food wages to climb to $15 and for employees to form unions. Mike Wilder works for the group Wisconsin Jobs Now. He says many workers earn the minimum, $7.25 an hour.
Fast food workers are not receiving enough to support their families. They're working long hours, giving it their all, making sure that they are doing their jobs efficiently. But we've seen so many examples of workers who have to, unfortunately, rely on government assistance just to get by.
A number of interested workers picketed outside fast food restaurants earlier this year. Today, some will attend a news conference in town demanding higher pay for low-wage workers. Congresswoman Gwen Moore and a couple House colleagues will be there. They're urging the president to increase the minimum wage to $10 an hour over the next 3 years.
It would benefit our economy right now by putting about $33 billion more into the economy. Just an immediate kind of injection.
Moore insists most businesses could afford the hike. She says about two-thirds of low-wage workers are employed by large corporations that have recovered from the recession. However, the restaurant industry says the increase would be bad for business and ultimately for workers. Pete Hansen is a spokesman for the Wisconsin Restaurant Association.
The labor cost is fully one-third of the cost of running a typical restaurant. So it is a big expense.
Hansen says owners would have two choices if they had to pay more, either raise prices or cut jobs. He also takes exception with the portrayal of fast food workers as adults trying to raise a family on the salary.
That's either disingenuous or uninformed to say that the typical minimum wage worker is trying to support a family. That's just not true. That's only about 15% of people in entry-level jobs who are in that situation.
Hansen says quite a few fast food workers are students or people picking up a second job. He adds that their pay rises quickly as they demonstrate skills and a good work ethic. Yet for those who do rely on the minimum wage, life can be challenging, according to Mark Levine. He's a UW-Milwaukee economist.
The minimum wage, which in the late 1960s and early 1970s was almost 60% of the average, worker's wage, is now probably about 37 or 38% of the average worker's wage.
The last time the country bumped up the minimum wage was 2009. It rose from $6.55 to $7.25. I'm Annalise Henzel, 89.7 WUWM.